Poor Uncle Dave Goes to Sports Day. It was sports day at Emma and Sophie's school, and both girls were dreading it. It wasn't that they didn't enjoy sports as such. Both enjoyed playing rounders a lot, and they would stay in a swimming pool all day if you gave them half a chance, but neither of them could get excited by the running, throwing and jumping that sports day usually involved. "It's just something you have to get through," Mummy had said on many occasions. The last time she had said it was that morning as she was dropping the children with Nana before heading off to work. Uncle Dave had a different opinion, though. "I used to love sports day when I was in school," he said. "I won all the running races, and I was pretty good with a beanbag. I even used to challenge for the sack race every year, even though Kyle Davis always cheated." He went on for ages about how Kyle Davis had cheated in the sack race, but neither Emma nor Sophie, nor Nana for that matter, were really paying him much attention, partly because they were eating their cereal, but mostly because they had stopped doing a sack race at sports day over 12 years ago, and it was completely irrelevant. Unless he had a surefire way to win the sprint race, apart from his already useful comments of run faster than everyone else, they weren't interested. "It's one afternoon and then you're done for another year," Nana said finally as they were heading out the door. Nana and Uncle Dave were stood on the school playing field when the children made their way outside dressed in the colours of their houses. Sisters were always put in the same house as one another, so at least Emma and Sophie would be on the same team throughout the trials ahead. They were both in Yellow House, the same house Uncle Dave had been in when he was at the school. To show his support, he had told them both that he would wear something yellow to cheer them on. Unfortunately, the only yellow item of clothing he actually owned was a very old bobble hat, which looked very out of place in July. There were a number of different stations laid out around the playing field, with all the classes rotating between each activity until everyone had done everything. As Emma and Sophie were in different classes, it meant Nana and Uncle Dave couldn't watch every single event that both of them did. However, Nana was a season pro at sports day, and she already had a rotation system sorted to ensure they split their time equally between Emma and Sophie. Uncle Dave simply had to go where he was told, much to his relief. First up for Emma was the long jump with Nana. The school had no need for a sandpit any other time of the year, so instead the children were told to stand at one end of a tape measure and jump as far as they could along it. Unsurprisingly, the tallest boy in Emma's class, Calvin Hudson, won the event with ease, but everyone was very surprised by the salmon-like leap that earned Tahani Fowler, the quietest, tiniest little dot in the class, second place. Emma came fifth with an average jump. Nothing spectacular, but nothing awful either. Nana applauded and gave her a thumbs up. One event down, six to go. Sophie's first event was the javelin with Uncle Dave. Everyone from her class lined up along the far edge of the playground with their javelins, a plastic tube, not too different to a vacuum cleaner hose, with foam flights stuck to the end, and adopted their throwing position. On the count of three, their teacher, Mrs. Evans, blew her whistle, and the class all threw their javelins in as straight a line as the wonky tubes would allow. Some sailed through the air with grace and speed. Others crashed nose first into the tarmac a few centimetres from the start line. Uncle Dave cheered from the sidelines as if Sophie had won Olympic gold, when in actual fact she'd come sixth. Most of the other events ended with similar results. A fourth in the beanbag toss for Emma was followed by a fifth in a sprint for Sophie. Uncle Dave watched Emma achieve a respectable seventh in the hula hooping, whilst Nana cheered Sophie on to fourth in the potato and spoon race. Sophie came very close to winning the football dribble. So close, in fact, that Uncle Dave was convinced she should have been named the winner. But for some reason, that title went to Polly Stiles instead. Uncle Dave was about to say something to the short-sighted caretaker, Mr. Clark, who had somehow found himself the judge for this event, but Nana pulled sharply on his arm to hold him back. "It's not worth it," she growled under her breath, nodding in the direction of two mothers who were having a similar debate on another event that was quickly turning ugly. Uncle Dave decided he was unprepared for such a challenge, so loudly congratulated Sophie with a big enthusiastic smile for her unbelievable second place. Many around them, including Sophie and Mrs. Stiles, took it as a compliment. Uncle Dave knew what he meant. Everything was going to plan until Emma's penultimate event, the sprint race. Emma lined up on the start line in much the same way as she had for the potato and spoon race, and looked just as focused as she had done for her third place javelin throw. When Mrs. Ferryman, the head teacher, blew her whistle, the race started and Emma spent a brief moment at the front of the pack. Then she tripped and fell. Whether it was a rogue shoelace or an out-of-place twig, no one could tell. But before she knew it, Emma found herself crashed in a heap on the ground, watching her classmates cross the finish line without her. On instinct, she burst into confused, embarrassed tears. The first person by her side was Uncle Dave, quickly followed by Mrs. Ferryman. "Are you all right, Emma?" Mrs. Ferryman asked.
"I'm fine,"
Emma sobbed, trying to put a brave face on things. With Uncle Dave's help, she got back to her feet and dusted herself down. She was just about to follow Mrs. Ferryman to the side of the track when he called her back. "Where are you going?" he asked, pointing the other way. "The finish line's that way."
But the race is over,"
Emma said with a confused look at Mrs. Ferryman, who herself didn't seem to understand straight away what Uncle Dave was getting at.
"And what's the point anyway? I'd still be last."
"That doesn't mean you should give up," Uncle Dave said with an encouraging smile. "It's always better to finish something than quit before the end." Emma looked once more to Mrs. Ferryman. It was her school, after all, and she might say it wasn't allowed. "You can finish the race if you'd like to, Emma," she said with an equally encouraging smile, having now caught up with Uncle Dave's train of thought. "Or you can move on to your last event. It's up to you." "How about if I finish it with you?" Uncle Dave suggested. This sealed the deal for Emma, who nodded her head vigorously to accept his offer. With Uncle Dave, and Mrs. Ferryman too, Emma jogged the rest of the course and crossed the finish line to cheers and applause from those watching the event around them. It was a good feeling, despite the fact she had lost, and she knew she had Uncle Dave to thank for that. Emma beamed with pride before skipping off to rejoin her classmates for the last event, which went far more smoothly for everyone involved. "It's now time for the parents' race," Mrs. Ferryman announced at the end of the day, drawing a mixture of groans and laughter from the gathered grown-ups. "I could definitely win that race," Uncle Dave said to Nana, Emma and Sophie with a confident smirk. "It's just a shame I'm not a parent, really." "Now, just because it's called a parents' race doesn't mean you have to be a parent to take part," Mrs. Ferryman continued, as if she had heard Uncle Dave and changed the rules just for him. "Grannies, granddads, aunts and uncles are all welcome too." In unison, Emma and Sophie turned to Uncle Dave with big, expectant grins on their faces. Uncle Dave, however, had gone a deep shade of red and suddenly looked rather anxious.
Well,
"Please," Emma and Sophie said in that tone they knew he couldn't say no to. He looked to Nana for a way out, but she was no help whatsoever. If anything, she seemed to be quite enjoying the situation. He took a deep breath and sighed. "Okay, then." Uncle Dave lined up alongside his fellow competitors on the start line, still wearing his yellow bobble hat. There were a couple of familiar faces he knew from the pub, but otherwise he felt very much out of his depth. The one thing going in his favour was the average age of his competition. Grandad Partridge, who was stood next to him, was even still carrying his walking stick. "On your marks," Mrs. Ferryman called from the sidelines. "Get set. Go." She blew her whistle and away they went. It had been a very long time since Uncle Dave had even run for a bus, let alone run in a competition like this. He was pleasantly surprised to find that, much like his school days, he was beginning to pull ahead of the field. "I might just actually win this," he thought to himself with a confident grin. But as his thoughts wandered to his imminent victory, he lost focus on his feet and got himself in a tangle of toes, tripping over himself and crashing to the ground. The other runners dodged and jumped around and over him on their way to the finish line. By the time they realised what had happened, they had all crossed the line whilst Uncle Dave lay sprawled on the grass in a gangly tangle of arms and legs. Poor Uncle Dave. When he sat up, Uncle Dave could feel all the eyes of the school watching him, some with looks of concern, others failing to hide their giggles. He had made a fool of himself in front of the entire school, and he now felt awfully embarrassed. The only thing he wanted to do now was to get out of the spotlight and forget the whole thing had ever happened as quickly as possible. He stumbled to his feet and made his way towards the nearest edge of the track.
"Where do you think you're going?" a little voice called out as he approached.
After readjusting his glasses, he saw that it belonged to Emma, who was now pointing away from him. "The finish line is that way." Uncle Dave paused. He was even more aware of the eyes that were on him around the playing field now. Before he could say anything more, Emma had walked up to him and taken his hand in hers. She was soon followed by Sophie, who took his other hand. Together, the three of them turned around and ran towards the finish line again. Emma and Sophie's classmates began cheering, as did the rest of the school and the grown-ups watching on. A few seconds later, Uncle Dave finally finished the parents' race, well behind all of his other competitors, including Grandad Partridge, who had amazingly managed to use the confusion to finish in first place. As Uncle Dave celebrated with Emma and Sophie, Mrs. Ferryman approached them with a very special set of sportsmanship stickers. There was one for each of them, including Uncle Dave, who proudly stuck his to the front of his yellow bobble hat. It wasn't as shiny as the first place sticker Grandad Partridge was now showing off, but at least he got to share it with Emma and Sophie.
"How did it go?" Mummy asked nervously when she returned home from work to pick the girls up.
"It was great," Emma said enthusiastically.
"We all got stickers," Sophie shouted just as happily. "Even Uncle Dave!"
And they told Mummy all about the sportsmanship badges that Uncle Dave had helped them to win.
"Well done, Uncle Dave," Mummy said, sounding genuinely impressed with his efforts. "Sounds like you may have earned one of these as well."
And Mummy pulled out a box of ice creams she had picked up from the shop on her way home as a special treat for going to sports day. Originally, she had thought they would just be for Emma and Sophie, but everyone agreed, including Nana, that Uncle Dave had earned one for his efforts too.